Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this, you found it, baby. You found it. This is the big show. It's been a crazy week, I know. I apologize. We've been having to reschedule a couple shows. Things happen, but we got those rescheduled. And if you missed a show this week, you can always check back. We put them up on our website, on my website, just as soon as we can. We find out, you know, our people have to talk to their people and vice versa and what have you and whatnot. Anyhow, that's all on the website, which is www.jamierocks.us and jamierocks.us. And you can see all the guests that we rescheduled and whatnot and what have you. So yeah, it's a busy time of year. I'm taking a break from painting tonight. The tea is hot, a painting is drying, and we've got a fabulous guest for you. I was just looking at vintage TV trays on eBay, and here she is. So that's enough of that. Let's get on with the show. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. I want to thank you at the start of the show for taking time to be on the show and whatnot again.
Oh, my pleasure. And, thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. Always a pleasure to have you on. Always a pleasure. One of my favorite people. What's been going on? You have a big concert coming up.
We do. September 11th. Starting at noon and going to 1 a.m. is our World Suicide Prevention Day benefit concert. And we are having over 30 local bands, some that are national acts and on labels even, playing that whole day. We have local artists who have donated art for a silent auction. We have a huge, great, wonderful staff of volunteers who are staffing the event and who have helped to plan this event from tracking down sponsors and donors to give items for our raffles, for our silent auction, and also sponsoring, you know, signage or printing costs or whatever. And the community has really come together and helped us out, but we can always use more. But it's going to be an amazing event at the iconic Auto Bar, which is in downtown Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland. I want to let everybody know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're not going to downtown LA going, Where's the party? You know.
Well, if you're in LA or in Japan or in France or anywhere else in the world, you can actually buy a ticket for our online streaming live concert.
Oh, cool! Is that?
Yeah, because it's global. That's awesome. A World Suicide Prevention Day concert, and it's a global problem.
I tell you, it really is. And folks, if you're listening and you know, you're looking for a sign on not to make that desperate decision, desperate final decision, well, this is it. Don't do it. There's people that it's never that bad. It's never that bleak. And you know, I'm glad you're doing this, Michelle. It's just phenomenal. We've got some tracks. If those who haven't heard Michelle was on the show, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I was introduced to Michelle's music just a little before that, and I was blown away. You recently just released a CD, a 12-track CD. And what was the name of that CD again, Michelle?
A Work in Progress.
Work in Progress. I like that. And that, you know, that kind of ties in with it.
Because that's
you know?
Me.
I mean,
yeah, that summarizes me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, you've been singing and songwriting and all of this for a while there in the Baltimore area, right?
Well, I have been associated with music, doing music in some form or another all my life. But it wasn't really until recently, the last few years, that I really picked myself up and said, this is what I want to do, and I want to transition to having music as a full-time career. I know you know how hard it is and challenging it is to be an artist full-time, and
which
is a shame because
I'm telling you,
we make the world go round. You know what I mean? Like, we're the heartbeat, we're the mirror up to reality. we entertain,
I'm
but we also
you.
Educate. Yeah, but it's hard.
Oh man.
And yeah,
you know,
so
it's
go
not
ahead,
too bad until you start buying stuff or wanting to buy stuff. Then it's you know, food, shelter, clothing, things like that.
It's tricky.
Then it
yeah,
becomes
a little tricky.
I tell you, one
well,
of
the
most.
The time
I,
of,
I had a. Oh, go ahead.
Oh well, in the time of like from Greeks and Romans to even just, you know, people running around a campfire, the artists were seen as almost like deities because they had an insight that other people didn't have, and they were the storytellers. So they were actually, storytelling was a form of teaching. So they were like teachers, and
right.
And motley fools, you know, in the court of the king's court, they were able to make fun of the king and expose problems that nobody else could say because they did it in a way that was entertaining yet true. And you know, and you look at all these different societies
right.
and different time periods, like in the 1800s and the 1700s, you had a lot of patronage of the arts where people would bring in great composers and writers like Georges Sand and Chopin and Liszt, and they would have them over for basically like a nice little songwriting camp so they wouldn't have to worry about food and shelter and all of that stuff. They could create
right.
great art.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, and you just have to. There's no choice in it. I have youngsters all the time that say, you know, I want to do what you're doing. I want to paint for a living. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you have to paint every day. You know, you do create every day, I should say, not necessarily paint. But, you know, somebody, when I was in art school, somebody told me something very interesting, and I've never forgotten it. They said, well, I had done this really cool painting I was very proud of. My chest was out. I was just very, you know, cock of the walk. And I'm like, well, this will change art forever. You know, I thought I was having my Jackson Pollock moment. I wasn't, but at the time I thought I was. And they said, well, there's only 7 billion people on the planet. You just got to find one to, you know, that's interested enough to buy it now. And now whenever I paint a painting, I remember that. I'm like, really? Out of 7 billion people, nobody's buying this yet? Which isn't necessarily true. It's, you know, exposure and all that. But, you know,
it
you got to do what you do. And, Michelle, I got to tell you, I'm friends with you on Facebook. And, folks, we have links up to Michelle's page and all that. And I suggest you like it because Michelle does something amazing. You play all the time. You play, like, have you ever had a weekend off? At least, well, not since I've been
friends with you on Facebook. This weekend,
I
was totally shocked. Yeah. I'm looking at my calendar, and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have a gig on Friday? Or I don't have one on Saturday. I don't have one on Sunday. Oh, my gosh. This is
uh-oh.
Awesome. Like, it's literally like the first
date
weekend off
Michelle.
I've had in months. But what's funny is it'll be replaced by all of the work that we need to do for the benefit concert.
Exactly. You'll be doing that, and then I imagine you'll probably go out and see somebody else play. you know,
pretty much, yeah. I'll be supporting my friends.
Yeah. You know, and then there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's amazing. I'm going to play a track, Michelle, so everybody knows just how special you are and what an amazing musician and whatnot. I've got your whole CD queued up here. What do you think we should hit people with?
Well, I think with the concert, the benefit concert, I think the acoustic version of Courage is really appropriate.
Oh, my gosh. You read my mind. I'm sitting here. I'm looking at it's track 12. And, you know, I was thinking as well that. And I'm like, but, well, let's ask her. And there it is. See how that works out? It's amazing.
Exactly.
Here it is, folks.
Great mind.
Check this out. Yeah, Michelle McTierney. Michelle, I always mispronounce your last name. Remind me again how to – I can spell it with the best of them, but I always tongue-tie over it. McTierney.
See,
there we go. I got it. Here it is, folks. This is Courage, the acoustic version. Check this out.
such a heavy switch to snare on its slippery slope I trail. No wonder I feel so alone and hollow, buried my dreams and cut off my soul. Caught up in the daily grind, now I see that I have been blind. Maybe I am only dreaming.
Amazing. What a fantastic track. Michelle McTierney, that's off the Work in Progress CD out of Baltimore. Michelle, I'm just blown away by that. What a moving, just amazing track, you know? Just amazing.
Yeah, Brian Sims played piano for that beautiful rendition, and it was funny because I wasn't expecting to do a slow version or an acoustic version of it. You know, there's another dance kind of more of a uplifting version on the album. And he was actually warming up in the studio and he started playing this very slow version of it just to kind of get his bearings on, you know, different techniques he'd use and stuff. And I lean over to the sound engineer and I'm like, we have to get a tape of him doing that. Cause that sounds awesome. That's very
right.
John Lennon, Imagine kind of feel. And I'm like, I want to do a slow version like that. Just like that. And it just kind of came out from, you know, just this instantaneous, like, that was just beautiful. And being able to recognize that beauty, I think, is part of being an artist. You know, it's not just making beauty, it's recognizing when it's there.
I'm telling you, and tip of the hat also, your vocals on that. I mean, it's just talk about a, you know, it doesn't sound, you know, last minute like that. You know, it sounds, you know, there's such emotion and dynamic in there. It's just impressive. So I don't know, Michelle.
Yeah, I think all we did was a slight reverb treatment on there.
Wow. I was going to ask you, actually, after the track. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Are you ready to lose those love handles? Do you work hard to stay in shape and eat healthy, yet you can't get rid of stubborn fat? Now there's a clinically proven way to help you look slimmer without surgery or downtime. It's called Sculpture. Sculpture's innovative procedure destroys fat in just 25 minutes with visible results as quickly as 6 weeks. Sculpture sounds amazing, right? Check it out for yourself by clicking on the banner or go to goodbyefat.com.
I was going to ask you, I'm like, well, did the slow version come? Because I – see, listening to that, I would assume that the slow version came first because it's such an emotional song and you carry such emotion in your mm-hmm. And with the, you know, dancing with the piano there, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I would like, oh, and then they remixed it up, you know. You know, the kid who thinks he's Tiesto came in and said, oh, we got to do this and that. But no, it was the mm-hmm. opposite. It was the opposite. Amazing.
I wanted something
amazing.
There's a little story behind this song, and it kind of fits really well into the Suicide Prevention Day concert. Is the reason why I wrote this song was when I was at the beginning of this journey about 3 years ago, and I was so depressed that I thought I need something uplifting, and I had a lot of words in there. And so if you listen to the faster version, there's this whole huge piece to the chorus line. But for the slow version, mm-hmm. it just didn't seem appropriate. And so I cut a lot of the words out. So it's a much more bare bones, doubtful, scary, wistful kind of feel to it. Because when you're at the beginning of a journey, you have both of those emotions where you want so badly to succeed. You want so badly to get started and just be motivated. But at the same time, you're filled with self-doubt. You're filled with, oh, God, what if I fail? What if I make a huge mistake and I'm in a worse shape than I already am. And then I think, I'm pretty in pretty bad shape right now. So it's only can I get.
Can only go up.
Yeah. Right. But about 3 years ago, I was about 450 pounds, maybe more, and wasn't doing music at all. I had put it away, thought I would try to be a quote unquote responsible adult and have a job and put away for a 401k and all of that. And I was really miserable because you know how it is when you're an artist, you basically, when you don't do art, you cut off a part of yourself. And,
right.
And you know, and
probably
I couldn't
one of the
even
reasons
watch.
You got big.
True. True. Mm-hmm. I mean, And then I would get depressed, more and more depressed and stuff. And the doctors, I had this crazy doctor who would keep prescribing medications for me. And I was like on elephant tranquilizers at one point. I mean, I'm joking, but it felt like that. Like I could barely get off the couch, and
right.
I just felt so horrible. And I looked in the mirror one morning. I'm like, how the hell did I get here? And I hate myself, and I hate this position, and I hate how I'm feeling. How do I dig myself out of this hole? And that was kind of a crossroads for me. I was very suicidal. I was like, I don't see a way out of this. I am really, really at my end's rope, like the end of my rope. I don't know what to do. I don't. And so I thought, well, Michelle, what's the one thing that's always made you happy? Regardless of anything else, let's start there. And it's always been music. So I started pulling out my musical
Amazing.
Instruments again. I called my producer who I had been working with, you know, several years before, and said, hey, do you still have my stuff? Like, I bet you don't. And he's like, no, I totally have it. Totally have it. I was waiting for you to call me back so we could finish what we started. And I was like, I love you, man. Marco Delmar, who's my producer, is just one of the most amazing, incredible people. He's my Yoda. He's my sensei. And and the album is so good, in large part because he's just such a great teacher and gives such great guidance. And then he's a fantastic musician and person on top of that. So through working with him again, I started feeling like, wow, I'm actually getting things done. I'm doing something that I like. All the crap that's in the world, I can deal with that if I have this for me. And I started getting with a trainer.
Right.
I started dieting and exercising. I lost 100 pounds. I looked at gastric bypass, got that surgery, lost another 130 pounds, and I've just been trying to maintain that and continue to lose, you know, a little bit more weight. But, you know, if it hadn't been for that turning point where I just said, all right, what's it going to be? And then reaching out for help, and I got counseling, and I dropped that crazy doctor, and I got a new one. You know?
That's a hard one for a lot of people when they're in that dark room. And,
oh, yeah.
Despite whatever it is, you know, to ask for help and to
oh,
say,
yeah.
you know, hey, this is bigger than me. I might need a hand on this. And a lot of people, that's real hard for them to do. And I'm glad
it is hard.
To the point where you did it.
Well, I think the main problem when you're that low is that you feel like you're a complete and utter burden. And the last thing you want
right.
to be is depressing to other people because you know how horrible you feel. And the last thing you want to do is make
right.
other people feel horrible. And having that kind of depression and suicidal thoughts is almost like a selfless act because people think, oh, it's so selfish. You're only thinking about yourself. But in a way, when you're down at that pit, you're really thinking, nobody really cares. Or if they do, I don't want to hurt them further by dragging them down. And so it would be better
mm-hmm.
for me to check out and stick around and make other people miserable. But that's not the case. It was a couple of my friends who told me, they're like, I don't think you understand, Michelle. Every time you hurt yourself, you hurt me. And if you hurt yourself or kill yourself, one, I don't want to walk in and find that shit. You'll ruin me for the rest of my life. And two, I will always regret not being there for you. Because you didn't ask me for help and you didn't reach out, and I'm here for you. I'm your friend for a reason, for better or for worse. That's what friends are for. If I were in this position, you'd be the first one to jump at the chance to help me. You'd be here for me 110%. Why can't you accept that help yourself? Because I would feel so
right.
horrible. I would have to live my whole life without you. And that I don't want to do. And I was like, crying. I'm like, oh my God. And she's like, cause, you know, like, and it was a couple different people, one guy who said that and a girl and a couple of my, you know, and it's so funny to see that from their perspective. You like you funny as in like so incredibly odd to think, shit, here I think I'm being a burden on them and I'm thinking that I'm helping by check like
right.
the prospect of checking out. But really, it's so incredibly horrible. And I would have to put people through that. That just really made me wake up and realize that I do need to ask for help, even if it's hard for me to ask for help personally, or even if it's me thinking, oh, I don't want to put you out. Because every single person I've ever reached out to said, thank you for asking for help. Thank you for confiding me. Thank
Absolutely.
You for trusting me. It's amazing.
And 9 times out of 10, exactly what you said, it's, you know, you don't see it. It's almost like one of those forest for the trees type deals.
Yeah.
And then you get a distance and a little, you know, you get out of that situation, you look back and you're like, man, I have so many people that are bending over backwards to, you know, help me achieve what I'm trying to do and do this.
Yeah.
And when you're in that dark room, it's hard to see out of those shadows, man. You don't see that, you know? And fortunately, somebody flipped the light switch with you, and I'm so, so very happy that they did.
Well,
you know,
I credit it to, thank you. I credit it to friends and family and medical professionals. And that's why this concert is so important, because the benefit concert, the proceeds of the concert are going to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They have educational programs and awareness programs. They provide support not only to people who are suicidal, but people who have gone through a suicide and need support going forward. They give support to these families who are having people in crisis or who are lost survivors. They have advocacy, healthcare reform, and legal advocacy programs, because a lot of people don't get help because they fear retribution from work. They fear being judged by people. They think it's a weakness. And the thing is, getting help is not. There's a huge stigma about mental illness. So many people still say, why can't you just cheer up? Why can't you just think happy thoughts? But it's not that way. It's like telling a diabetic, like when they're almost to get into a coma, or a guy who's having a heart attack, like, you just didn't think your way out of it. No, I need the insulin.
Right.
I need the medication right now. It doesn't mean that I can't make healthier choices in the future. I get that. No, you know what I mean? Like taking good care of yourself, getting sleep, eating good, exercising, all of those have a factor in that. I totally admit that.
Right.
But when you're at that low point, you need medical professionals. You need good support, and you need the right people to give you the right support. A lot of these families who have kids in crisis or have family members or friends, they have no idea what the right thing is to do.
No,
so,
and they wander around.
It's not that
they're any fault of their own. These are things in our society, and I'm talking about American society. I know we have listeners all over the place and everything, but this is what I know, people. You're right. There's a stigma to it, and it's just not a topic that is well-versed, that people know about, it's like any type of illness, you know, if your spleen wasn't working, you'd go to a doctor and get that fixed.
Right.
You know?
And that's the way it should be.
You know,
it should be, you're having a problem, you get the help. There shouldn't be any question of that.
Yeah.
And that's why American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is so amazing too, is they run the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. So they need money to support all of these programs, these great programs, and this hotline. The hotline is not just for people who are suicidal. It's for people who have gone through suicide attempts and are having trouble finding help and support. They can point them in the right direction for services. They can help them with health care issues. And I've heard of people saying, well, I can't get help because I can't figure out my bills. They have people to help. But they also say, if you or someone you know is in crisis, give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-273-TALK, like talk on the phone. And they can give support to a friend or a family member who's like, my kid or my best friend or my wife or my husband is having this huge problem. I have no idea what to do. I myself am at my wit's end. Help. They can give you the right answers.
And, you know, it's not just, young people and whatnot. Folks, believe me, I live in South Florida, man. There's a lot of senior citizens and whatnot around that are just, going through stuff and going, you know what, I'm just tired. I'm tired of this and I can't do it anymore, you know, and they get low. And it's just, in my opinion, and here I don't mean to get on a rant or anything, but, you know, here we are in this very progressive, somewhat intellectual country. You know, we got it pretty good here, you know, for the most part. you know, we're definitely not, you know, Bangladesh or anything. Don't send me emails from Bangladesh, please. I'm sure Bangladesh is nice. The point that I'm saying is people shouldn't have to go through this. This shouldn't have to be a thing. But it is, unfortunately, and it's great people like you and this, these organizations that are, you know, stepping up, walking the walk, man. I think that's a good thing. You know,
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, if you think about the stats alone, I mean, there are over 42,000 deaths from suicide per year. But for people who are actually self-harming and are reported as self-harming depression, over a million, over a million. There are there were several cases. I think there was over 500,000 people per year commit self-harm and are and go to the hospital for help. So that number is even higher because they don't report it or they don't get help.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Epperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. If you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented, well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
I mean, it's amazing to me that there are 12 self-harm cases reported for each death from suicide.
Mm.
So every time somebody commits suicide, there are 12 people who tried it.
That's crazy.
And
that's
there's,
crazy. And folks,
and yeah,
it's not just, you know, people with safety pins in their nose that are doing it. I mean, it's all walks of life. You know, you don't know.
The thing
you don't
is
know
the
what
most
somebody's story
functional
is. That's why I tell people to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I you know, it's very easy in the world we live in to get snarky on Facebook and you know, and all of that. But you don't know what people, what anybody's going through. You know, just assume, you know, that it, there's no reason to be mean to people is what I'm saying, in a very eloquent way. That's all I'm saying, man. You don't know people's stuff.
Well, and
that's
what's
my
even worse is.
At least.
For every person who commits suicide, there are 18 to 20 lost survivors who were intimately knowledgeable and involved with that person. So you have left not only one person who has died, but you've set a ripple effect because one in about, I think it's 21 people have been affected intimately. Not just, I heard this person died. It's like, I knew someone who I knew and cared about.
Right.
One in 20 have had that happen.
It's just, the mind boggles at it, you know? It is.
I know, but when you hear these numbers, it almost doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? You're like, wow, I didn't realize it was that big of a problem. But suicide is the 10th leading cause of death. 10th.
Right.
Homicide is 17th.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's a totally preventable.
For the most part,
preventable
we don't
death.
Live in, you know, I mean, I would understand if, like, you know, death camps were breaking in doors and pulling people in the street. You know, if we were Berlin 1940 or something, I could, you know, I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, it's kind of shitty right now. These numbers shouldn't be that, you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense, but it is, you know, people are isolated and, you know, they feel lonely. You know, and it's not just feeling down. Everybody has a down day. You know, we've all had those days where we wake up and never should have gotten out of bed that day, you know, or think about that at least in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've had them. But you know, it doesn't, we're not talking about that, folks. We're talking about, you know, where your people are looking at the big sleep and thinking that's an option. And, oh man, that's not good. You know, it's not good.
Well, I mean, I've been on both sides. I have had my own struggles with depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts, but I've also seen it from family and friends intimately. I've been witness to some suicide attempts myself, and it is the most powerless, desperate thing. I mean, you just don't feel like you have any control whatsoever. You don't know what the right thing to say is. You don't know what to do. And
right.
I feel for both sides of it immensely. But it's a problem that can be solved. I mean, this is something that I don't think we're going to cure depression. I don't think we're going to cure anxiety. But I do think we can make things better because medications can help with the chemical imbalances or other treatments that are available, therapy. And then also being able to build an awareness so that we see the warning signs ahead of time and we can get people help before they fall down that far. It's a totally preventable death, totally preventable. And
oh, yeah.
I think if it hadn't been for me turning to music and saying, you know what, I'm just going to stop trying to be what everybody says I should be, like these other people. And I started getting a new set of friends and started, you know, with people with my own interests and going towards
right.
my dream. I felt finally like I had purpose and I felt like my life had meaning, which gave so much more credence to why I should be around. And just the fact that it gave me so much joy. I love this quote by Gandhi where he said, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do is in complete harmony. And whatever you do, it doesn't matter how insignificant it is. It's imperative that you do it.
Right. You have to.
And I feel like that.
I mean, for me.
Yeah, because when people say art is meaningless or music is meaningless, that's just a crock. That's how
right.
people learn. That's how people feel. You're at a concert. You have this collective energy. People understand one another through the lyrics of a person's song. And you have this immense connection and relatability. There's
right.
very rare other opportunities you can have that. When you see a piece of art, you're like, oh. And it hits you in such a visceral, you know, almost instinctual kind of way. It shakes you for good or for bad.
Exactly. I remember years ago, many, many years ago, I was going through a heartbreak, and there's nothing worse than a heartbroken artist. But I was having a down time, you know. I just couldn't get over this gal, and I was just busted up. And I remember talking to my father, who I used to talk to a lot, a very wise man he was in his time. I told him, I said, you know, I'm just, it's hard for me right now. And he said, well, son, can I give you some advice? And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm all ears, man. Lay it on me. And he says, shut up and get to work. He goes, that's how you work, you know. That's who you are, you know. And it's funny because that's what I did. And I got over it real quick. I was focused on something that I needed to be doing, exactly what you're saying. And, you know, and before you – I'm not saying that worked with everybody. That happens to be my particular bent on it, you know, which I'm glad I know what it is. Some people don't, but yeah, figure it out, man. Figure out. You're absolutely right. Figure out what makes you happy, you know. And when you find your work, whatever that is, you'll know. You'll know. And everybody who does, they're doing what they're doing, and they're like, man, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, you know. And
mm-hmm.
It's a good feeling. It'll chase any blues away, you know. And it might be playing the blues. Who knows? I don't know.
I know. I love the blues and I love funk. It's just like
me too.
Grip, but yet it still has this sense of humor about it and this fun, you know, jam
right.
quality. Love it.
Well, and you know, the thing is too, folks, I would just add, and I'm not trying to come off as some know-it-all or something. I've just been around a little bit. You know, be aware of your surroundings. You know, if you've got a friend or, you know, somebody that, you know, in your life that is down, you know when they're down, man. You know, try to be there. Don't try to solve their problems. Just try to help that. Listen, you know, who knows what you can do, you know? It's
yeah.
Oftentimes we get caught up in our own stuff that, you know, it's – you don't want to be that cat at the funeral. I'm telling you this right now that went, man, I wish I would have known. I wish they would have told – be aware.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. So, and I didn't mean to get on a rant. I apologize. Pardon me. I apologize.
No.
So this is happening September the 11th, Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, Maryland. And man, I can't drink that tea anymore. I got to put that over there. That is nasty. Danny got me this crazy Korean tea at Costco the other day, and that's messing me up. sorry, folks. I'm focused. September the 11th in downtown Baltimore. What's the name of the venue again?
The Auto Bar.
The Auto Bar. Man, that sounds cool. That sounds like a cool place.
OTTOBAR. Yeah, it's
How
in downtown
cool
Baltimore.
Is that?
But like I said, you can get online tickets. Just $15 and you can have full access to a live stream to see over 30 musicians play. And we're also going to be selling, you know, CDs and DVDs after the fact. So, you know, whatever
nice.
We can do to raise money for this wonderful organization, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And we have a person who's going to be having a food truck the whole day for us. You know, he's going to drive out and be able to feed people. We're going to have a silent auction with a sports and music memorabilia. We have artists who have donated their art. My event art director, Jason Holtschneider, has done all of the graphic design for these for this show. He's done the posters, he's done the banners, he's done the flyers. So when you go out to our social media or our website, which is seethegoodconcert.com, when you go there, that's his art. The Phoenix, his idea. He dropped the pen on that one. You know how you can drop the mic? Drop the pen.
Right.
And he also is donating some of his art for a silent art auction. One of his pieces was featured in the newspaper for one of our promotion articles for the concert, and it's called Natalie. It is stunning. It is a stunning ink, pen and ink piece. It's just, you have to see it to believe it. It's gorgeous. And if you look on my website or my Facebook or whatever, you'll see some links for the Severna Park Voice article. And that's also available online, and you'll see that picture. That'll be on sale as well that night. So we have so many
very
great people coming out. And, and it's going to be a blast. I know most of these, if not all of these bands personally. I run the Baltimore Songwriter Showcase in Baltimore. So a lot of these people are original bands. They play almost all original music. And they are so incredibly talented. It's crazy. It's so crazy. We have some people who are, as I am, I'm a member of the Recording Academy, which is the Grammys organization for DC chapter. And we have, I think, at least three other performers, including myself, that are a member of that organization that will be playing at this concert as well.
Right. So this is some heavy hitters, folks. This is some heavy hitters. And, again, it doesn't matter where you're at on the planet. You can be watching this and helping and doing your part and getting some really first-class entertainment, too. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're selling
that
T-shirts.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the T-shirts are the Phoenix, and it's so beautiful. It's going to be a blast. I mean, I'm actually going on next weekend before the concert to Fox 45 News and to ABC Channel 2 News in the Baltimore area to promote the concert. So there are newspapers, there are television stations and radio stations who are covering this event because they know how important it is. The cause is so incredibly important. It's something that's often swept under the rug or people feel bad about it. You know, it's something that people hide. And it can't be it can't be in the shadows anymore. We have to bring it to the forefront, make it, so that we don't feel ashamed any of this anymore, and we can stop this preventable death.
Exactly. And it's really walking the walk. I'm very impressed, and I will be streaming that and enjoying it myself. And how cool is that? I don't even have to go to Baltimore. I can just get to stream. I like that.
Well, and also we have a military organization who's also going to help out. They're going to do a memoriam and some publicity work for us too, Platoon 22. They actually are specifically geared towards helping veterans with PTSD and other disorders and situations where they're having trouble in adjustment and having problems with what's happened to them. And specifically for suicide prevention. So there are a lot of organizations. I'm sure you've heard of Wounded Warrior or the 22 push-ups. And there are so many programs for military in particular because 20% of all suicides are veterans. 22 suicides a day. That's soldiers commit 22 suicides a day.
Wow.
So it's just, it's such a huge huge problem, and veterans are definitely, we want to make sure that we recognize them and there are so many great programs for them as well.
Fantastic. Well, it's phenomenal. And, I can't wait to see you play, which I will be seeing. And, listeners, I hope the rest of you as well. And we've got links up to all this, seethegoodconcert.com. Michelle's website and whatnot. I suggest, following her on all of her various social media and whatnot. Michelle's always got something going on and just a really neat person.
thank you. You too. They ought to check out your Facebook page. My gosh, your art is so incredible. I have been watching the stuff that you've been posting, and I'm just like, I want that one and that one and that one. If I were rich, you would have no problems ever again with money.
Well, you're so talented. It's funny that this week I've actually done some it's commission work, of course, and then I've been doing. We bought a house a couple months back, and we had some certain areas in the house. Thank you. Needed a painting, and I'm like, well, but I didn't want to do one of my normal because we're doing this whole weird mid-century mod thing, and you know, we basically want a house that looks like it's from 1960. So I've been doing these weird 60s abstract things, which isn't my normal style, but they look pretty cool. Fun to
Very
do.
Cool.
Something different, you know. Well, Michelle, it's about that time, but man, I'm so glad you came on the show. And folks, the rest of her CD is just phenomenal, and you can get all the tracks and everything. There's links at her website to it. It's on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon. You're all over the place with this CD, meaning where people can
purchase, I mean. Well, I'm also all over the place with genre, so it's not just depressing acoustic. Acoustic gig. There's a rock tune, there's a metal tune, there's a reggae inspired, there's a pop, there's a dance tune. It goes all over the place, and they're all a lot of fun. A lot of my songs are very funny. You know, there's one about me having a crush on a celebrity. Another one about taking sexy Polaroid pictures. There's one about my boobs. You know, it runs the gambit. It really does.
It's very true.
It's a work in progress. That's all I gotta say.
I listen to it all the time. It's a great CD, and it really is. And it's fun. It's really fun. And you know, if you're in a, you know, if you've had one of them days with a, you know, a customer or something that just. It's a good CD to put on. Get you back in a better mood.
Oh, I'm glad. That's my goal.
Not that that's ever happened to me. Well, it's great. Oh, man. You know, I should play another track when I close the show out. What do you think we should do? Should we play the normal or the more upbeat version of Courage, or should we do something different, you think, on the close out of the show?
What's your favorite song? I want you to play that one.
I love the acoustic version of Courage. We already played it. I would say I like Drain, and of course I like Crushing Guilty. Maybe we'll do that one, Crushing Guilty. That's a fun one. That is a fun one.
That is very fun.
Very cool. Well, Michelle, I wish you break a leg at your event, and
thank you.
What a cause! That's just phenomenal. And everybody, if you're in that area, I want you to get there in person so you can, you know, get cool VIP swag bags and buy merch and stuff. You know, get a T-shirt. Let people know, you know, that you were a part of this.
Yeah, more information.
Thing.
You just go to SeeTheGoodConcert.com and you'll get where the tickets are and how to, if you need to volunteer or you want to donate or any information, it's all on there. SeeTheGoodConcert.com, and we hope to see you there. And thank you so much again for having me, Jamie. You're awesome. And I love your art.
Well,
I can't wait to get my art from you.
It's this week, I promise.
Yay!
It's on the way. Oh, man. Yeah, that's one of the big pieces I've been working on, folks. Michelle, when she ordered her painting, she didn't get the little one. She said, no. Let's go big. I like those big paintings. They look great. Okay. Well, we're going to be – that's about it for us, folks. This is the big Labor Day weekend. I hope everybody is safe and, you know, has some good times, barbecuing and whatnot. Have some cool times with friends and family and whatnot. And, again, you know, if you're doing something like that, you know, if you know somebody who maybe is home alone or whatever, invite them over. You know, you just – be nice to people. That's what I'm saying. Of course, this will be converted to a podcast, and it'll go out on all the various social media. It'll even go on Tumblr. How about that? And Pinterest. And it'll also be on iTunes, of course, for free. If you are listening on iTunes in the future, do me a quick favor and hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything. Puts us on the top of the page, and that's where we like to be. We're going to close the show out. We will be back Monday with a fantastic alt jazz combo out of Pennsylvania, November Lounge. So be sure to tune in for that. Tonight, we're going to end the show with Crushing Guilty, Michelle McTierney, one of my favorite tracks. Have a great night, Michelle.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.